Listening Library presents No Time Like Showtime by Michael Hoy. Read for you by Campbell Scott. Chapter 1. Bells Are Ringing. Hermux Tantamak closed his eyes and listened. Amidst the general ticking and talking of his watch shop, he heard a whirr followed by two tiny clicks. A mouse with a less precise sense of time and with a less sensitive ear probably wouldn't have heard it, and one with a less detailed understanding of mechanisms wouldn't have known what it was. But Hermux knew it was his grandfather's great long case clock, preparing to strike the second hour of the afternoon. The deep gong sounded once, twice. Then, from every table, shelf, and corner of the shop, the other clocks joined in. Bells rang, cymbals banged, chimes clanged. It was a messy and altogether lovely sound. It made Hermux smile, although he made a mental note to himself. The mantel clock with the little sailboat that rocked back and forth on blue tin waves was 3 seconds late. He would need to adjust that as soon as he had had his afternoon cup of tea. But first things first. The day was more than half over, and Hermux had something very important to do that couldn't wait. He walked back to his workshop. There on the wall, behind his very neat workbench, was pinned a large calendar from the International Cheese Society. The month of May featured a handsome wedge of creamy camembert. Hermux used a black crayon to draw an X over the date of the 18th. "The very last day," he said with satisfaction. On the calendar, the next day was boldly circled in red. But a careful observer might have noticed that the circle tended ever so slightly toward a heart shape. It was the day that Linka Perflinger, adventuress, daredevil, aviatrix, and Hermux's...